Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, Connie, this is so exciting! Only a couple days until I'm Mrs. Caleb Montgomery.
You two are so cute. Hello, I'm Jillian Marshall.
It's a pleasure, Jillian.
This is Mrs. Van Huysinga, the bride's grandmother.
I need a favor.
Oh.
I need you to make sure this wedding gets cancelled.
Cancelled?
What?
My Claire cannot marry that man.
Maybe I could meet Caleb somehow, in a more relaxed setting, someplace where he'll be off guard.
The rehearsal dinner tonight.
Although, it'd be better if I had a spouse. I'm Jason, and this is my wife, Jillian.
Hi.
And it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, so glad you're here.
How did you two lovebirds meet?
Oh, well, you know, we were both attending the same college, and...
Oh, I'm so sorry. Your coat is drenched. How terribly clumsy of me.
It's not a problem. I have another jacket in my room. I can get that one.
Oh, let me, please.
He just gave you the key to his room. You got us exactly what we needed. And we're in.
What are we looking for, Jason? Weapons, needles, a kidnapped dog tied up under the bed?
No, diamond cufflinks would be helpful. But really, any kind of clues. Papers with phone numbers on them, photos, fake IDs.
Got it. I'll check the bathroom.
But don't touch anything, Jillian.
Okay.
He uses shampoo for thinning hair. Is that helpful?
No.
And he must like powdered orange drink.
Orange drink?
Yeah, looks like he made a batch. There's a little orange powder on the floor.
Orange powder? Wow, you're right. I better get a sample of this.
You can buy a whole canister for $1.99.
This could be the sleeping medication that was put in George Donnelly's drink. And if it is, that's enough to make an arrest.
Well, how do we find out? Should we get it to Inspector Polhouse?
He'll have to send it away to a lab, and we wouldn't get the results for at least 24 hours.
By that time, Caleb would be married and out of the country on his honeymoon.
I know. I'll call Eugene and see if we can use his lab at the college.
So we're done here.
Yep. Grab that suit coat for Caleb.
Right. And can I take some of these toiletry samples?
No.
I'm running low at home,
no,
and I need...
No. I'm sorry, Eugene. I was in the elevator and lost the signal. Anyway, I appreciate you offering to walk me through the testing process. I'll give Polhouse a call now. He swore me in as a temporary deputy.
Jason, listen. It's Caleb and Claire.
Eugene, I need to go. I'll call you when we get to the lab.
They're in the coat room. Listen.
We said no secrets, and this... I don't even know what to think of this. Can't you tell me
I can't tell you anything else. I'm sorry. Let's get back to the party. We can talk more later.
Yes, we will talk about it more later. We need honesty in our relationship.
Do you think he called her Muffin Top?
What I think is that this wedding is in trouble.
Oh.
Eugene says a proton-induced X-ray emission to analyze chemical makeups varies in its response time. It could take less than a minute or several hours, depending on how complicated the molecular design presents itself. Sorry, Eugene. I was talking to Jillian. I'll call you when it's done.
Can you speed it up? Did you ask if there was a turbo button or something?
No, I can't speed it up. You just have to be patient.
You weren't very patient with me when we were searching the room.
We were on a pretty tight deadline.
And we're not on a deadline now?
This machine can only work so fast. I'm doing the best I can. And can you just be quiet just for a minute, please?
You don't need to be rude.
I'm sorry. I'm generally a pretty nice guy.
Big talk for someone who calls his wife the same name as his dog.
That was your idea.
Of course, blame me.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just used to working alone, that's all.
So, what if this really is just powdered orange drink?
Well, then we've wasted our time.
Awesome.
But that's the nature of the business.
What would we do next?
We'll decide after we see the results. What do we have here?
Connie, you outdid yourself. This is the most beautiful rehearsal dinner, and I know the wedding's going to be even more so.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it should be. Hopefully, yeah.
We appreciate you making our day so full.
Excuse me, Connie.
Detective Polhouse, you're back.
Did you have more questions for Uncle George?
No, I've actually come to make an arrest.
Oh, you know who the thief is?
Quite likely. It appears that it's you.
What?
Caleb?
Caleb Montgomery, no. You're under arrest for theft.
This is a mistake.
We'd better talk about this down at the station.
No.
You have the right to
Caleb?
Remain silent.
What are they doing? Connie, what's going on?
I'm so sorry, Claire.
Claire, please.
To cancel the morning of. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Thank you, Meredith. Bye. And the limo is now canceled.
I just got off the phone with the photographer. So I think we're done.
Well, we did it. We planned a wedding, canceled a wedding, and caught the bad guy. Congratulations.
Oh, and why do I feel so awful?
Poor Claire. She was supposed to be waking up to the best day of her life, and it's turned out to be the worst.
My wedding got canceled the day before. I was miserable.
Mine was called off the day of. Heartbroken.
I feel like this is a club I'm missing out on.
Trust me, it's not one you want to join. But I think it's almost as bad being the person responsible for the wedding falling through.
It's one thing to catch the bad guys, but it doesn't make for a happy ending. Other people get hurt in the wake of it all.
Hello, everyone.
Cynthia.
Hi. Mm. I was hoping you'd be here.
How's Claire?
Oh, upset, which is understandable. Oh. I know someday she'll look back on this and be relieved the police found out about Caleb when they did. But today... well, today's hard.
Oh, I can imagine.
But here, the check I promised you.
Cynthia, I can't take that. I feel awful.
I know. I feel terrible, too. But you did a good thing. I mean, don't forget that. You saved a young woman from an ill-suited marriage and put a bad man behind bars. You did the right thing.
I guess.
I'll leave this check here. Again, thank you. All of you.
Grandma...
Claire... I told you to wait in the car.
I can't just leave town. I can't leave Caleb.
We talked about this, darling. Caleb is not the man you thought he was.
But I know he wouldn't do this. I simply can't believe it.
Oh, Claire.
I overheard you fighting at the rehearsal dinner. You said that he deceived you.
You heard that?
Yeah.
I was angry, yes. And he did deceive me, but he wanted to make sure I knew the truth before the wedding.
What was he not honest about?
I'm not sure I'm supposed to say.
Oh, but it might help us figure this whole thing out.
His mother, Beth.
Uh-huh.
I knew they weren't close growing up, but I didn't realize that she'd been in prison for most of his childhood.
Oh.
That's not surprising, I'm afraid. Criminals must run in their family.
Beth didn't want me to know. She was really embarrassed, I guess. But Caleb's forgiven her, and he wants a relationship with her. In fact, his trip to Wawasee was to visit her.
Wawasee is where his mother lives?
He wanted to clear some things up in their relationship, start rebuilding what they'd lost before the wedding.
Why was she in prison?
She never told him.
Hmm.
But she's been wonderful about the wedding, so helpful. She's done airport runs, helped with the invitations, picked up Caleb's tux.
Hold it. She picked up the tux? Did she deliver it to his room?
I think so.
Well, there was evidence in that room. If someone else had access...
Evidence? What evidence? And how do you know about it?
I'm afraid I've actually been working on the case.
So you're against him too? Everyone is!
No, I'm not against Caleb. I'm for justice. And right now we're trying to figure out who's behind this crime.
And protect you in the process. We don't want you to be the next victim.
Your grandmother's right. But if Caleb's mom was also in Wawasee... Jason, do you think she could have committed the crime in the hotel lobby?
It's possible.
And you think she's the one who stole Uncle George's cufflinks?
I don't know, Claire.
Would a mother actually frame her own son?
That's something we need to find out.
Detective Pullhouse?
Jason?
Where's Caleb?
In a holding cell. Why?
Can I have a few words with him?
Oh, he won't talk to anyone. He's waiting for his lawyer.
Could you just ask him? We might have some additional evidence.
Hi, Detective Pullhouse.
bacon-wrapped shrimp?
What is this with everyone bursting into my office?
Please, you have to let me talk to my fiancé. I know he'll talk to me.
Oh, for crying out loud. You too?
Claire, get back in the car. Let the police sort this out. This emotional roller coaster, it's too much.
He's my future husband. I can't leave him locked up.
He is not going to be your husband. He's a thief.
Well, we don't quite yet
thief.
Know if he's...
I know
he's
going to
give him a chance, but I have to say...
Hey!
Delicious.
Clearly, you've mistaken my office for a Black Friday sale. What in the world is everyone doing in here? And how quickly can I get you to leave?
We have reason to believe that Caleb's mother might have something to do with the crimes.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Didn't you call me last night with evidence to arrest this guy?
Yes, yes.
And now you're telling me you have evidence that he shouldn't have been arrested?
Right.
Remind me never to hire you again.
Detective Polhouse, there might be more to the story than how it first seemed. I'm not sure Caleb is innocent, but I need to check a few things out.
Or perhaps I should check them out. Last I heard, I was the detective on this case.
All right, point taken. Do you want to sit in on the interview?
Oh, yes, Jason. Thank you so much for asking. I'll see if he wants to talk. Wait in the interrogation room, okay? Just Jason!
Okay.
Caleb, could your mother have done these crimes?
I don't know my mother that well. I don't think she would. Of course, she hasn't always been forthright with me, so I don't know.
I need you to think, Caleb. Was there ever something she said or did that seemed suspicious, out of the ordinary?
I mean, she asked a lot of questions about Claire's family. It seemed odd, but I didn't think much of it.
Well, it seems normal to me that she'd want to know information about the family her son is marrying into.
Right, but it wasn't those type of questions. It was about their money and if Claire had enough growing up, about their vacations and their house.
You're remembering something specific, aren't you?
I didn't think about it until later, but she asked if Wilshire Manor looked like a good place for a young girl to grow up.
And why is that strange?
Because I'd never called her house Wilshire Manor.
Ah.
She somehow knew all this stuff about Claire. It was like she'd researched her.
Or stalked her.
Listen, I don't want to get my mom in trouble. She's been really great since we've reconnected.
Did you steal George Donnelly's cufflinks, Caleb?
No. Honestly, I didn't.
But someone did. And that's what we're trying to find out.
Do you know where your mother is now?
I'm assuming back at the hotel. She didn't answer my call earlier.
I'll look into it. Shut the door.
There's something more going on here, Detective.
Maybe, maybe not. The kid's in trouble and he wants to get out of it. If he's a crook, like you were once so convinced, then he's acting exactly as you'd expect him to act.
Well, maybe you should bring his mother in, get a warrant for her room.
Under what suspicion? Because she lives in Wawasee? Because she was being helpful with her son's wedding?
I have a few leads I need to follow up on. It'll take some time, but I'm worried that Beth will try to skip town if we're not careful. Someone needs to keep an eye on her until we can get enough evidence.
Sorry, I don't have the manpower today to put anyone on the job.
Uh-huh, but we do have the woman power.
Well, when did she check out?
A few minutes ago. You just missed her.
Oh!
So sorry, ma'am. Next, please.
Gone. We failed our assignment. I used to be so good at this investigative stuff.
You mean like yesterday?
Yeah. So what do we do now?
We call Jason and tell him we got here too late.
Oh.
Wait! Jillian, I know where Beth is. I know where she is.
Should we tell Jason?
We'll call him on the way. We have to get there quick. Come on.
Okay.
Connie? Why are we watching the vegan market?
It's the place next door. Country Club Kennels. Beth mentioned she was boarding her dog at the nicest kennel in town, and this would be it.
So if we see her, do we get to make a citizen's arrest? I've always wanted to make a citizen's arrest.
Jason told us to keep our eyes on her. Follow her if needed. But I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she'll come down to the station voluntarily.
I have a hairband we could use for handcuffs. It's for unmanageable hair, so it's extra strong.
Look, that's her. Here she comes.
Oh.
Beth?
Connie, right? Uh-huh. And Jillian?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, what a surprise.
Whoa.
This is Pipsqueak.
Are you leaving town?
Oh,
Your son was arrested last night. Don't you think you should try to help him?
Oh, no, yes, I mean, I'm not leaving. I am leaving. This was all such a shock to find out my son is involved in criminal activity. I'll be in contact with him. I can't right now.
But weren't you involved in criminal activity, too?
Who told you that?
Caleb said you spent time in prison.
I don't have to answer any questions from you.
Hold on a minute. Wait.
Now, can we do a citizen's arrest?
Leave me alone.
Beth, if there's something the police should know, you need to tell them. It's going to look a whole lot better if you voluntarily go down there than if you skip town.
I suppose you're right. And truth is, I am responsible.
So how about you come in our car with us, Beth?
Oh, yes. Of course.
Thank you again for letting me talk to Caleb, Jason.
Of course.
I'm sure now more than ever that he's innocent.
Claire, darling, you haven't slept in 2 days. You're not thinking clearly.
I'm thinking fine. Jason, have you found out more about the case? About who really did it?
I've found out quite a bit. But before I can say any more, we'll need to wait until...
Beth's here. Now we can get to the bottom of this caper.
Jillian, slow down.
Did she confess to the robbery?
Me? No! I've never robbed anyone.
But you said back at the kennel you were responsible.
I am responsible. My absence during Caleb's childhood clearly damaged him. I must have driven him to a life of crime.
So you didn't steal the cufflinks?
At my own son's wedding? What mother would do that?
If you never robbed anyone, why were you in prison?
I don't want to say.
Well, I think we've heard enough already anyway. Claire, let's
Vehicular manslaughter.
What?
Huh?
Many years ago, I was on the phone while I was driving, and I was distracted and in a hurry. I ran a red light.
Why haven't you told Caleb?
Oh, I wanted to, but then I couldn't.
Oh, this whole investigation is a disaster. He did it, she did it. It's a waste of time, Claire. We should go. Hand me my bag, dear.
Such a unique bag. Vintage Paisley. Hard to find these days.
Well, that's hardly important right now.
Except that it is. That very same unique bag was in a video from the Wawasee Central Hotel.
That's right. Jillian noticed it.
I did? I'm so good at this.
You were in the lobby when Mrs. McLaren was robbed.
Who? What?
I just watched the video again and zoomed in on the face. It was definitely you. And after calling the hotel, I found out that you were staying with Mrs. McLaren, the supposed victim of the crime. You paid for the room.
So? I'm a suspect because I paid for a room? Seriously?
What's going on? Tell me.
I was at the hotel. That doesn't make me a criminal.
Mrs. McLaren was a friend of yours. You convinced her to take the sleeping pill and fake being robbed in hopes that the police there would convict Caleb of the crime.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Uncle George is your brother. He also agreed to help you frame Caleb.
I'd like to see you prove that.
Okay. I already spoke with both of them. They confessed. And as far as the Emerald Watch, I'm guessing you're the one who put it in Caleb's suitcase.
Grandma?
Caleb isn't the fraud here, Claire. Your grandmother is.
You were always opposed to our marriage, but why? Did you really hate Caleb that much?
That's where Beth can explain.
I don't know that I can.
You need to.
The two people I hit in the accident, they weren't just two people. They were your parents, Claire.
You were the driver?
Yes.
Now do you see? I couldn't have you marry into that family. When you told me you were dating a man named Caleb Montgomery, I realized who it was. You can't become a part of that family. The family who killed your parents.
I'm so sorry. There are no words to say how deeply I regret that day.
I
I can't believe it.
It's terrible. It's unforgivable.
No, no, it's not that.
Claire.
You convinced your friends to lie about being robbed, Grandma. To fake blood tests. You deceived me. You framed my fiancé. Is that why you switched rooms with Caleb? So you could plant the powder in there?
Yes. I had an extra key card and went back later.
And the crime in Wawasee. You staged that in hopes that we'd somehow find out?
Well, I was hoping the Wawasee police would convict him of that. But they hardly investigated. I thought I could drop hints that would lead you all to put it together, but you figured it out before I needed to. I know what I did was wrong, but I did it for you, Claire.
For me?
Yes.
No, you didn't. You could have told me who the family was, but you knew I would be able to get past it. It's you who wouldn't.
The thought of sharing a Thanksgiving table or a grandchild with the person who destroyed our family? I couldn't.
So you were willing to destroy my marriage instead? Have my fiancé wrongly arrested? Don't you see who this is hurting the most? Me! And I know you love me. Why are you hurting me?
Claire.
And yourself. This hard-hearted, vindictive life, it's a horrible way to live.
I'm sorry. I am. I just... Your mother
was... My mother prayed for my future husband. You told me that. She wanted me to marry a good man with a heart for God, and her prayers were answered. Mom would have loved Caleb, and she would have forgiven Beth.
You're right. I know you're right. It seems perhaps I'm the one in need of forgiveness.
Jason, Jillian, thank you for helping my son. Look at him. I've never seen him so happy.
Well, I'm glad we could help.
Oh, yes, we're literally over the moon.
Yeah, that.
You two are adorable. I hope Claire and Caleb are as happy as you are.
Oh, well, we're not really...
I know, you're not happy all the time. You bicker, you annoy each other.
Right.
But what matters is that you keep working through it.
Pookie Bear annoyed me just the other day. He wouldn't let me take the little toiletry samples from the hotel room.
Oh, men.
It wasn't your hotel room.
Hey, Mom, we need you for a picture.
Well, I have to run. It was a pleasure to meet you both.
Detective Mulhouse, I didn't know you'd be coming.
I got a last-minute invite. And I have to admit, that bacon-wrapped shrimp really was pretty good.
I know.
So I thought, why not?
I didn't think we'd still be able to pull off the wedding after canceling it, after planning it.
Plus, I need to bring Cynthia in afterward. We came to an agreement I'd wait until after the reception.
Now she's getting arrested?
She broke about 10 different laws. Between you and me and the shrimp platter, I don't think she'll go to prison, but the judge will make sure she receives a fitting punishment.
Look at her now, laughing, smiling. I thought it was pretty sweet she toasted the couple alongside Beth.
Yeah, looks like she'll be okay.
Forgiving other people can be very difficult, especially when it seems they don't deserve it. But as we heard today, a lack of forgiveness can lead to terrible and hurtful decisions. Hebrews 12 says, "Be careful that none of you fails to respond to the grace which God gives. For if he does, there can very easily spring up in him a bitter spirit, which is not only bad in itself, but can also poison the lives of many others." Cynthia's bitterness and lack of forgiveness nearly destroyed several lives around her, including her own granddaughters. But Colossians 3:13 tells us to bear with each other and forgive one another. As the Lord has forgiven you, you must also forgive. That's why we forgive others, not because they deserve it, but because we've been forgiven too. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Nightmares by Constance was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Jonathan Crow, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Townsend Coleman, Monica Padilla, Phil Proctor, Roz Gentle, Valerie Yu, Dave Wallace, and Amelia Barella. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.